6. Literature.
Okay, class. Today we're going to continue our series of lectures looking at influential British authors. Today's topic is someone I'm sure you're all familiar with in one way or another. Who can tell me a little bit about Robert Louis Stevenson?
Wasn't he the guy that wrote The Ugly Duckling and several other short stories?
No, you're thinking of the Danish author Hans Christian Andersen. The names are pretty similar, but Robert Louis Stevenson was from Scotland. He was also a famous author, though.
That name is really familiar. I'm sure I read one of his books as a kid. Did he write children's books?
You're getting closer. He didn't specifically write children's books, but one of his books became a famous tale that many children the world over have read. It's about pirates.
Oh, I know. He wrote Treasure Island, right?
Yes, that's right. You probably know him best for Treasure Island and The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But these are not his only works. In his time, he was known as a great author of travel books, short stories, and literary articles, in addition to fictional novels. Born in 1850 in Edinburgh, Mr. Stevenson had poor health right from his childhood. He suffered from tuberculosis, a disease affecting the lungs. This sickness would greatly affect the course of Stevenson's life as he moved from place to place trying to find a climate suitable for his condition. He first went to school to study engineering, but later changed to law. He passed the Scottish Bar Exam in 1875 at the age of 25, but he never actually got around to practicing much law. Instead, he spent his time writing essays, short stories, and travel pieces. He published a book called An Inland Voyage, based on his canoe tour of Belgium and France in 1878. On this trip, he also met his wife, Fanny Osborne. They got married in 1880 and moved to California for a while. Then they went back to Scotland, but never really permanently settled there. They kept moving around in search of better climates for the rest of Stevenson's life. Stevenson became famous with his pirate adventure novel Treasure Island, published in 1883, when he was 33 years old. 3 years later, he published Kidnapped, as well as his most famous work, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Who can tell me about this story? I'm sure you've all seen it in one form or another. There was even a version featuring Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig, if I recall correctly.
Sure, I know that one. That's the story of the scientist who drinks some chemical formula and becomes a big, mean monster. Something like the Hulk, right?
Well, you're on the right track for sure. The Hulk is somewhat of a derivative of Stevenson's Hyde character. I find it interesting to note, though, that in the book, the evil Hyde is actually physically smaller than the good Dr. Jekyll. Hyde's monstrosity was not in his muscular build, but in his selfish character. In fact, Jekyll and Hyde was actually based on a nightmare Stevenson had. His wife woke him up from the dream, and he was angry that she had interrupted the story. He later wrote a draft of it and read it to his wife. She suggested expanding the idea into a novel. Originally, he was reluctant, but finally agreed. Stevenson actually burned the first draft. He rewrote it in a mere 3 days, and after it was published, it soon became a sweeping success. Its main point was to criticize the two-facedness of people in society, especially upper-class Londoners. That is, the emphasis of appearances over substance and character. Stevenson was also busy at this time writing a lot of articles for publication in various literary journals. The most famous one, A Humble Remonstrance, first appeared in 1884, the year after the publication of Jekyll and Hyde. Stevenson's article was a response to The Art of Fiction, an article published by his friend, the American philosopher Henry James. Stevenson spent the latter part of his life living on the South Pacific island of Samoa, where he wrote several works featuring aspects of Polynesian culture and criticizing European colonialism. In fact, his collection of essays on life on various Pacific islands is quite fascinating. It's called In the South Seas, in case anyone is interested in it.
Number 1.
Match each title with the correct classification. Number 2. What is the talk mainly about? Number 3. According to the professor, where did Stevenson spend the last years of his life? Number 4. What does the professor imply when he says this?
He passed the Scottish bar exam in 1875 at the age of 25, but he never actually got around to practicing much law.